Mindful meditation used to be for Zen Buddhists. Not anymore. Seattle Seahawks coach Pete Carroll advocates mindful meditation for the football team. Busy tech execs use it to help them focus. Mindful meditation even made the cover of Time magazine. And as Marcy Silma discovered, mindful meditation really is everywhere.
On a beautiful Seattle spring day, Diane Hetrick sits inside a dark room, hands on her knees, her feet firmly planted on the floor. In a calm voice, she launches this noon-hour meditation session.
So welcome, everybody.
Hetrick isn't inside an ashram or a yoga studio. She's sitting on a straight-backed chair on a stage in the auditorium at Seattle's Fry Art Museum. 100 people have joined her for this free weekly session.
People sit in their chairs. We help them transition from being outwardly focused to settling the body and connecting with the breath and talk them through a guided meditation for 20, 25 minutes.
Hetrick and her colleague Carol McManus from Swedish Hospital have been leading these weekly sessions since 2010. That's when the museum's senior deputy director, Jill Rollcutter, got the idea to organize a program that would tie into an exhibition called Seance. The show focused on the occult, but her boss wouldn't let her hold an actual seance, so Rollcutter figured a meditation group was the next best thing.
So we developed this program. It was going to be 10 weeks long.
They decided to hold it in the 140-seat auditorium.
7 to 10 people came. It was a little cold and big for that group of people, but we kept promoting it and trying to get the word out, and then more and more people started coming, and we realized that this is something that we wanted to continue beyond the 10 weeks.
Just before noon, every Wednesday, dozens of people pour through the Fry Museum lobby. Diane Hetrick loves to watch the group congregate.
When I walk here from about 2 blocks away, and I'm not a church person, but it feels like I walk down the street, I see people coming from all directions, and we're all gathering in this community space. It's a lovely experience.
Joseph Britton started coming to the Fry Museum meditation program about a month ago on the advice of a counselor. Britton has a legion of health problems.
Stress, over-drinking, trying to cut down on smoking, not gain weight, can't you tell?
Then he smiles.
I don't want to be stagnant and wait for life bad things to like catch up to me. I want to, you know, diffuse it or make it stable and live a better life than what I've had.
The Fry is one of several museums across the country that offer lunchtime meditation sessions. Museum officials like Rollcutter believe they have a mission to do more than simply mount nice art exhibitions.
Museums now are really seen as catalysts for change. Many of the programs that we offer here at the museum do that kind of thing. They're ways of helping people heal.
But can you really heal in a room full of strangers? Diane Hetrick thinks so.
Well, I think the group experience is really an important part of it. I think it's very supportive. On a really simple logistical basis, it helps people stay seated for 25 minutes.
Jan Denali's been a regular at the museum meditation sessions for several years. A friend brought her the first time, and now she tries not to miss it.
It's calming, it's sweet, it's connecting, it's good.
The Fry Art Museum's meditation sessions are free and open to the public each Wednesday at noon. The museum plans to add a yoga program to the museum's regular lineup. Marcy Silman had that story for us.